Today is Monday, June the 15th. Lakeland Housing Authority regular board meeting is now in session. The time is 6 p.m.
There he goes. All right.
Get that all straightened up.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Good seeing you.
Good seeing you again. We're on camera now.
We lead into downtown. We lead into downtown.
That's Ecuador we're looking at.
We have audio.
Okay, this is Mr. Hall.
That's Mr. Hall.
No, Senor Hall. He's an Ecuador. Hall. Come on.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Taco Bell.
That's not hard. Almost a siete, senor.
That's extended.
You know, mi casa en Ecuador.
Hola.
Is that Naya?
Hola. Yes.
Okay. Wow, it's 6 o'clock. We're going to start
that Skype.
June 15th, LHA's meeting. Can you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have a moment of silence. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Commissioner Hall is coming to us live via Skype from Ecuador. Nice to see you. We'll be waiting for those souvenir gifts when you get back. I'm an extra large.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Well, since you said that, 750 milliliters. You don't need any other size than that.
Okay.
I'm having a little trouble hearing.
As soon as I said that, you can't hear.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's awesome. Has everyone had a chance to review the agenda? We have an approval for tonight's agenda. Everyone's okay with the agenda of tonight, right?
Yeah.
The agenda's approved, right? We don't have to vote on the agenda. No. All right. And we're up to item number 2, approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting held May 18, 2015. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? Any question?
Okay. Will we accept
this? Will we accept the minutes?
I moved. Yeah. I don't know who second.
I'll second.
I'm second. And you're second.
Yes, second.
Commissioner Pimentel.
Aye.
Commissioner Richardson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hall.
Aye. Oh. I can't quite hear you.
Commissioner DeCesare.
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson.
Aye.
Commissioner Sanders.
Aye.
And Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Well, let's back up. Commissioner Robinson, you were
present.
You got to vote present.
Okay. We're up to item number 3, public forum. Is there anything on the public forum?
Say present.
This doesn't work.
He said present.
We said
present.
Hey, what's up? Bring out forum.
Are you okay?
Okay, I have a different set of headphones.
Okay.
I said, calling your fans. you got different headphones now?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
I can hear a little bit.
750 milliliter, can you hear that?
I wonder if the air conditioner...
It's the air. Can you turn off the AC?
Is that better?
Can you hear us better?
Yes.
There you
go.
Is
better?
Yes.
Yes.
750 milliliters. No.
You heard that.
Okay, we have to item number four, old business, LHA recovery plan update.
Recovery plan committee met last week. Reverend Richardson was out of town, it was just me and staff. They seem to be on track. As far as the grants, the youth bill funds have all been committed and received. And the other capital fund programs, which need to be distributed, some this year, those are well underway, and looks like everything there will be like it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
They're dotting their, crossing their I's and crossing their T's and dotting their I's. There you go.
They're not crossing their I's.
They're not crossing their I's.
Eventually.
You think so? Valerie's been crossing her I's with that. Okay, corrective action plan.
Yeah, all thing I add is just that we had a preliminary conference call with the Jacksonville office, more like an introductory call. And they have some questions. You know, we've mainly changed contact information, went over some general things, and their feedback in touch with us if they have any follow-up questions. And with the corrective action plan, as you know, there's one item that's outstanding, and we should, and that's the banking services contract, that should be awarded this month. But RFP is in, and the committee is voted, so. But it won't have to come before the board, but it'll be in the procurement report.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Then we're up to item number five, new business. No new business? Okay. Item number six, secretary's reports.
Submitted as written, and the only thing that I would add, it'll be a part of Mr. Gilmore's legal report, the extension request from the potential buyer for the 10th Street property, and we'll let counsel explain that. And we're still waiting.
Let's see, Commissioner Powell again. I can't tell if you hear me.
Can you hear? Commissioner Hall, can you still hear?
Just barely.
Okay, I'll speak a little louder. People say I talk soft. I don't know why. But we're going to meet with the Lake Ridge Homeowners Association later this week. And then we have the a follow-up meeting with the city regarding the Williamstown project. And so that's about it. Unless you had any questions.
Now, Williamstown's by Sam's, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I just was noting, now are we, and maybe I've missed it, are we changing that to an elderly type scenario? Because originally I remember it was like emergency housing for families and homeless, possibly?
We were looking at that.
Okay.
You know, because the mayor had requested that and some other
policy. Yeah, I remember.
But when we had the public hearing, mm-hmm. the zoning board, and all the folks who were commenting were in favor of that. And we were told that if we want the project approved, we need to make it a near elderly community.
And I don't have a problem. I just remember at first the original presentation was more geared toward that. And, you know, for like people who didn't have any place to go. And I knew we were possibly predicting there may be some community objection.
And I'll say this for the rest of y'all. Y'all all heard me say this many times in private. Everybody we serve is homeless.
They all
need a place to live when they come to us. But no, I'll just explain the change for the benefit of the board members who want to live.
Yeah, Mr. Setzer, I had the same question last week.
Okay. Just a review. I see included in your package is the minutes from the Resident Advisory Board meeting.
Yes. We had that meeting, I guess, about 2 weeks ago. And basically, went over what we thought were all the issues regarding the election, regarding training, and any other items that the Resident Advisory Board wanted to discuss. And so and we agreed that we would have the election sometime in July, but we'd give a 30-day notice, written notice to the round members, you know, and everyone is encouraged to run, write-in candidates, so, you know, welcome, they're acceptable, you know, so we're going to work with whomever's elected, re-elected, or newly elected, or, you know, whomever, because there are at least two vacancies due to people moving away, our desks and the like, and so, and we'll work with whomever we have to work with. So.
Okay, now the Resident Advisory Board, that consists of all our housing units, or just each one has their own?
It is a representative from each of the communities.
Okay.
There are seven communities.
Each one has a representative on the advisory board?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're entitled to a representative, but
they had one that they had.
They know they did the last time.
Right. And they had a person who was elected, and they also had alternates as well. But I think they had one person who died, and then I think that person was replaced, and then that person moved, and so then that person was replaced, and so, yeah. And then at the other property, I think a person they just moved, like, to the land, I think it was. And so there's an alternate assumed their duties.
I know we have enough to do here, so this might not even have any merit, but each resident's housing unit has an advisor on the board. And
each
community.
Yes, has a representative. There's one representative for each community.
Okay.
Okay. And then also the elections are not held by the LHA. Mm-hmm. They're the independent third party who has a relationship with the supervisory elections that conducts the election, does the counting of the ballots, all of that.
May I ask Commissioner Robinson, are you trying to find out whether we established that there's a seat for each community?
Right.
Are you trying to find out whether are all the seats currently filled?
Exactly, because if they're not filled, then that's not a representative of those communities. And then how do we justify doing what, let's just say they have five communities and just and only three shows up for to the resident advisory board. Is that a good representation of the advisory board to present to us?
I'm going to answer a question like this because you have several questions.
I did? Oh.
Yeah. Because one, you want to know if there was a representative for each community.
Right.
I say again, there was a person elected for each community.
I understand that. Mm-hmm.
And there was an alternate as well. Mm-hmm. And when the person who was elected was unable to serve for whatever reason, the alternate assumed their duties. And the round meetings are just like these board meetings. It's an invitation for people to attend, but if someone doesn't attend for whatever reason, you know, we can't, you know, we do sometimes if they need a ride, if they got a, you know, they're physically, some, a disabled or whatever like that, they need a ride, we do go provide transportation for them to come to the meetings and stuff, but again, we can't force them to attend.
I understand, but we represent the people. So if somebody from a neighborhood comes here and wants to speak to us, and they don't have a good representation on that board, do we hear from them?
Public forum, anyone can speak. But if a person wants to speak just because they don't like the person who was elected, you know, it's a fair and impartial election. The person doesn't like it, kind of like the president. You know, if you didn't vote for him just because you don't like him, you know, he's still the president.
Okay. And does people on vouchers, do they have a representative or not?
You mean Section 8 people?
Yeah, Section 8 people.
No. There are some people who are on Section 8 who are on the board, but there are some of our properties that are public housing and Section 8. Okay.
But you mean
outside the communities. Because we have someone who has a Section 8 voucher, we feel that, and it's more than one, we feel that the Section 8 if it was all public housing properties, then we would probably have a Section 8, but since there's someone for two or three properties who are on Section 8, we feel the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Okay.
The one group that we had, and I know some of the board members, they actually they had a mutual agreement of understanding with us, and then they lost it. And then there was quite a bit of turmoil, I guess, at the prior election. Has that pretty much all dissipated?
And for the benefit for the members who weren't here, he's referring to Laura.
Yeah.
Laura elected, I think it was in 2010, not to sign an MOU with the Housing Authority. And during when I came in 2012, they still didn't sign an MOU with the Housing Authority. That was one of the issues. In order to be a RAB, you have to have an MOU with the Housing Authority. And that was one other reason we had the election, because one of the concerns was that you had four members of the RAB, three were from one property. Mm-hmm. Okay. And okay. So, whereas we never said that we controlled law or anything like that, okay? All I said was that they were not the official RAB, they complained to HUD. HUD agreed with the Housing Authority that we would follow all the HUD regulations, and that we had to have that MOU between the RAB and also for it to be an official RAB, and that we conduct the election in a fair and impartial manner and in a way that's consistent with the HUD regulations. As we did then, we're going to do it now. And so, and also, I said for the record then, the members of law were invited to run for office on the new RAB for the City RAB Resident Organization Board. They elected not to run, which was their decision. Mm-hmm. Just like now, any person that's currently on the RAB board who decides not to run, that's their decision. All I can do is respect their decision.
So that's sort of behind. Good. I mean, I was just hoping it was behind us because it was sort of turbulent times there for a while. So that's good that we sort of put that at rest for now. That was great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Operations that you covered right now. Who's covering operations?
Only if you guys have any questions.
Any questions in regards to operation? Okay, administration.
I would submit it's written, but no one's mentioned the fact that we may have performed.
We didn't get to it yet.
Well, I have it in the admin report, so.
I know I got an email.
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, I think it deserves a applause. Yes.
That was good. That was good.
So submitted is written unless you have any questions.
Any questions?
I do think that Valerie, you know, she is worthy of some kudos and recognition because she has taken on some new duties for herself. I think she's done an outstanding job. She and her staff, because she couldn't do it without the quarter staff, so her staff as well as the housing staff to keep up the properties and the like. And so I just want to say kudos to Valerie's staff and the housing staff as well.
She's wearing 10 hats with only one head. She's her own boss. Well, thank you. We do appreciate all the hard work. I know so few of you out there are working and working hard and tirelessly, and we do appreciate it. It doesn't go unnoticed. Now we're up to our resolution. Resolution 15-1409, approving the increase in the value of an award made to death. That's the
Yeah, that was previously submitted to the board and withdrawn and not resubmitted.
Okay.
One in April.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go over it?
Well, the question that the board had when I brought it before you in March was whether or not the vendor was trying to increase his pricing or get paid additional money for the work that he committed to previously. Because we have basically a $40,000 shortfall in the budget authority. Well, what happened was is the previous board prior to you had requested that Berman Hopkins do some procedures for the Housing Authority because they were trying to avoid having to get a forensic audit done. And that audit cost $40,000, and that's why it's attached in your packet. But there was never any resolution increasing the Budget Authority. So they did the work, they were paid for the work, but the board never increased the Budget Authority to cover the work. So yes, we do have a engagement letter with Berman Hopkins to do 2015 audited financials. Yes, it's the same $75,000 for this, the 2014 audit, as it was last year to do the 2013 audit. But without your authority, I can't pay the invoices because my budget authority and staff is been expended because no one ever addressed that $40,000 for those procedures. So we're seeking to add $40,000 to the actual budget authority so that we can actually finish out audited finances for 2014. We appear to be ahead of schedule where we could actually get those presented to you in July instead of the very last possible date as we've done for the past couple of years. So I need the authority to have Berman Hopkins complete the audit so we can get those into REACT and submit it to HUD.
We're cleaning up something.
Yes.
So this was the board. What year was the board who changed this?
2011.
2011, so.
And if you notice, I mean, again, originally when they did the established the financial pools for 5 years, they established for 145.5. And actually, it looked as if when you go back through the audit files that Eva was trying to look at everything that they'd done and catch it up. But there was one item that, I mean, it was prior to her too, and that's that $40,000 shortfall on these procedures that the board had asked for.
So they approved the procedures, but they just didn't approve the money, yeah, basically.
Oversight, yes. Was it?
No, that's what I'm talking about. They didn't. Yeah. Uh-huh. They just didn't include it. So.
Okay. Move the approval of Resolution 15-1409.
Second.
Questions?
I have just a mild question. That is, I wonder why they didn't bill us within those periods of time.
No, they billed and got paid. We just paid them without authority.
So they were already paid?
Yeah, they're already paid for the $40,000 associated with the procedures they did in 2011. But
right.
The issue is, we have a not to exceed.
They're paid for the old work, not the new work.
Okay. So.
So what we're doing now is we have to Let's go back every February. By February 28th, you have to submit unaudited financials to HUD via REACT.
Mm-hmm.
That's once that's submitted. And the auditors give them an opportunity to see how your scores are coming out because that's how we got our scores on the FOSS. Then by September 30th, you have to submit audited financials. So we have to have a firm for that. The problem that we have right now is Berman Hopkins has been engaged to do work through December 31st, 2015. But the board does not have enough budget authority for the staff to actually pay them for all the work. They've been paid for everything they've done to date, but if we don't increase the authority, I won't have money to pay them to actually finish up the audit, which
right.
would be to write up the reports, actually produce the audited right. financials and present them to you on
okay.
or before September.
So
this,
we're talking about
approved,
the new
they're
stuff
not approving a new $40,000.
Right.
They're kind of ratifying.
We're approving a new 40.
That's what it is. They already been paid for that previous
right.
work. What you're doing is you're enough money to be paying for the new one.
Because we're
right.
coming up
right.
short
right.
now because we paid
right.
40 out of what was approved
right. Right.
for something that wasn't approved.
So that's part of the original plan.
That's
right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioner Pimentel?
Aye.
Commissioner Richardson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hall? Commissioner Hall?
Aye.
Commissioner DeCesare?
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanders?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
Okay. I hate to go back.
Resolution 15-1409 passes. Go ahead, Reverend Richardson.
I didn't say a grants report.
Oh, the grants report is right after the monthly narrative letter.
Where is it?
Yes.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
Right. And there should be the...
Oh, you're playing games, huh? Oh, you're shifting around.
Yeah, the monthly state operation narrative summary report, and then the next page is the grant report.
I heard Commissioner Smith refer to it from the meeting, but I didn't see it. I just wanted to make sure all the money's being obligated. We're not leaving nothing on the table.
Yeah.
Thought he had.
That's what he just said. He said all the money seems to be being obligated.
I just didn't see the report.
Carl, we need every penny.
That's right.
All right. In the capital funds grants, there's some that need to be expended, and they've got them all earmarked for central office, some for Westlake, some for parking lot. It's all earmarked now.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Up to item number 7, legal report.
Okay, remind me not to ever try to explain budgetary stick to legal. That didn't go well. Several things, Commissioners. Good evening. Can you hear me, Commissioner?
I can hear you pretty much.
Okay, thank you. First, on your 10th Street property, we have a contract. It will run out soon. Through no fault of our own, we've been waiting to get SAC approval to amend. Ben has contacted them. I have contacted them. We don't have a response yet. So the owner, it has put forth a third contract amendment. I've reviewed it. The only difference between this one and the last one we did is it asked for 240 days as opposed to 180 days. To me, we just want to keep them to the table until we can get SAC approval. Other than that, it's essentially what we approved for the second one. So I'm recommending that the third approval, the
another
third
six,
amendment.
Another 60 days.
However, now, if we get SAC approval, it says pretty much so ready to move ahead with closing. That's on that. I sent you all, hopefully all of you got it directly from me, the response that the chair asked me to make sure was provided concerning Ms. Rudolph's appearance last time. Hopefully everybody got it.
Yes, I did.
But I was just a messenger. I'm going to have to thank staff, Carlos in particular, for compiling information so you all would have a good response to that.
Thank you.
The Hernandez litigation, one of the things that we were trying to work with our insurer on was to make sure that there was coverage for this type of incident. I won't go into the details of the incident. However, we now have confirmation from Farmy that there is coverage for this type of incident. Second, I was talking with the Farmy lawyers today. If you remember, the board and the housing authority were both named in this lawsuit. He has filed a motion to dismiss, and I certainly agree with it, for the board. Because, again, the board doesn't act independently of the housing authority. They made decisions that the housing authority followed through on. Now, let me be clear. There are instances where the board can act so far out of its realm
that the D&O coverage, directors and officers coverage, can be voided. But here, our argument is that didn't occur. In the long run, whatever is prudent, especially since we have coverage given our current financial situation, for the insurance company to work through this as quickly as possible is probably what's going to be brought back to you when we get to that point. And if you have any questions about the litigation, I'll be happy to speak with you one-on-one after the meeting or thereafter about any specifics. And finally, Valerie, I have written as my last point down there, see high performer. I was going to cover it if you didn't. So.
Well, thank you.
I had saw the leg pain thing. Stop living with leg pain.
That's important. That's probably very important. No. But it's not part of the legal. That's my report.
Okay. Any questions?
Any timetable of when they might get this thing resolved?
I'll speak to you after the meeting about it.
Do we have to vote on the extension of the 10th Street?
Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah.
We do that? Okay.
You voted on the second one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we did. I thought we said yes. Then,
and you all have it, right?
No.
Is that what's in here? No. Okay, well, how would you like to have a copy of
it? Thank you.
That's so what I was looking
folder,
for.
Yellow folder, but I never looked at it. That's actually what I was looking for.
Yeah. I told you what was in it.
Okay, then
just like the last one, except this.
Yes,
two
yes.
Longer.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the third amendment to the contract. That
so the bold is the only changes? The bold letter is the only change?
Yeah. And in fact, Ben just pointed out that it's so like the last one that they didn't change number one where it says the second amendment. So we'll make sure that's changed.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the third amendment to the contract, extending it from 180 to 240 days, be approved.
With the appropriate changes.
Second.
We have a second. We have a first and a second. Okay. Any questions? Okay, roll call.
Commissioner Tanner Cowell.
Aye.
Commissioner Richardson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hall.
Aye.
Commissioner DeCessori.
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson.
Aye.
Commissioner Sanders.
Aye.
Commissioner Smith.
Aye.
Okay. Third amendment to the contract, right? Okay. And we're up to item number 8, other business.
Just want to thank the chairman for coming out on Saturday. As you all may know, we had our father and son event over at Westlake. Had basketball, had fishing, had plenty of food to eat. And appreciate the chairman coming out and spending some time with us. Overall, I think staff had a good time. The kids had a good time. Some staff brought their kids. And some of the residents came. Attendance wasn't 3,000 like some other events, but there was a decent crowd.
Nice. I had fun. It was fun. You guys got to come to them. They're fun.
I didn't read it till after the fact. My bad. I read it. I said, "Oh, this weekend." last weekend.
Okay, thank you. we're up to item number 9. If there's any other questions, issues, problems, lotto numbers, okay, then we're up to item number 9, adjournment. Meeting is adjourned. Danke.
Adios, hasta luego.
750 milliliters.
Adios, hasta luego.
Extra large, 750
milliliters. I will see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, good. Right? Good to have you. Enjoy yourself.
Travel safely.
Meeting adjourned at 6:35.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll see you when I.